The Byron and Christie Show, your gourmet breakfast show. Design your own gourmet burger today at McDonald's. Available 10:30 a.m. till 10 p.m. Dine in or take away at participating restaurants. CFM.
New act with a real reggae feel. They're called R City. It is Tim and Theron. They are brothers. They've put out a single with Adam Levine from Maroon 5. We're about to play it for you on the Byron and Christie Show. We've got one half of R City on the line. It is Tim. What's going on?
I bless, man. Just here chilling, you know. How you doing? How everybody doing?
Dude, hey, Tim.
Dude, you know, you are naturally a lot cooler than either of us, Tim. So it's you bring us a lot of cool. It's just in the blood, man.
Oh,
just,
man. Yeah. I appreciate it.
Because, well, Tim, when I chill, it never sounds as good as when you chill.
Believe it or not, I absolutely love y'all's accent. So if y'all love mine, is a blessing.
Theron and yourself, you are R City, and you've now put yourselves out there as a recording artist in your own right, having done a lot of work with some other big-name artists, man. Obviously, I love Rihanna's Pour It Up. I mean, Miley's We Can't Stop. You guys were in that studio. Just some huge artists, yeah. Some huge songs. Congrats on the step, I guess, to putting yourself out there as an artist in your own right. That's a pretty big decision, isn't it?
Yeah, well, you know what it is? You know, a lot of people, anybody that's now discovering us for the first time, don't know that we actually started out as artists. We always wanted to be artists. We naturally artists at heart. You know what I mean? We've been performing since the ages of 5 and 6 back home in the Virgin Islands. And back home in the Virgin Islands, we are like the biggest group ever in the Virgin Islands.
Yeah.
So like we've been going home to do shows like over the years, you know, continuously building our fan base throughout the Caribbean and the Virgin Islands. And when we moved to the States, just chasing our dreams as artists. And, you know, chasing these dreams, you know, you go through trials and tribulations along your journey and certain things that's placed in your life where you have to make decisions that's best for you and your family, certain circumstances. And then, you know, that's how we found ourselves writing songs for other artists. It was like kind of a mistake, but a really, really great mistake that we will ever be grateful for.
I want to play the song right now because then we want to come back and talk to you. This is a stunning song. We've been playing it here on CFM, Locked Away, featuring Adam Levine of Maroon 5. Let's play it right now, and then we want to come back and talk to you about this song. This is a beautiful song, Tim. Have you got a bit of time to hang around?
Thank you so much.
The Byron and Christie Show.
101.3 CFM. If I got
locked away. That's going to go number one. That's a massive song. It's called Locked Away. The voice of Adam Levine from Maroon 5. The artist is R City. The one half of R City on the line right now, Tim Thomas. And this is the Byron and Christie Show on 101.3 CFM at 8:27. So Tim, the lyrics remind me of that old 50 Cent jam, if you might remember, 21 Questions.
Girl, it's easy to love me now. Would you love me if I was down?
Would you love me if I was down and out? Would you still have love for me, girl? It's easy to love me now. Yes.
Love me when I'm down and out. Now, the thing is, man, I just think that lyric, and I don't know, that'll be a song you're very familiar with, clearly. That, to me, it's the same feel of the lyric of this song. What if I had nothing? Mm. Would you still be with me? It's a huge theme to deal with in a song, isn't it?
Absolutely. And, you know, like, you know, for those who don't know, like, you know, our version, you know, of that theme was inspired by true events. Like, you know, our parents are still together after 36 years. They are still together. And, you know, when we were younger, too young for me to even fully remember, our father got locked up. And when our father was sent away for 5 years, and the whole time he was gone, our mother held him down the whole time. And, you know, just knowing that story and just how touching the story was to us and what it means to us and our family, you know, we were in the studio coming up with these melodies and these ideas, and we was just like, yo, when we writing our music, we just want, you know, talk about real stuff, because not everybody had a significant other that got locked up and went away.
Sure. Yeah.
Everybody could relate to, man, like if I was down and out, would you still love me? Would you still be here with me? Everybody could relate to that.
Especially your mom and dad. And it's so good to hear that they are still together after all of that, Tim, and 36 years later. How cool is it to be able to be doing it with your brother? Like, we've got the front cover of the album here, Our City, What Dreams Are Made Of. And for people who haven't seen it, we will tweet it out. But it is the most gorgeous photo of you. You've obviously gone back through the family album. It's you two boys. I think you look about 3 or 4. You're both holding microphones. And even then, you've got serious cred. Look at your swagger. And there's one of you's wearing a little bucket hat, which is so on trend right now.
Yes. I mean, to be able to do what I love with my brother, me and my brother have the most amazing relationship. You know, like, unlike most brothers that fight a lot and argue a lot, don't get me wrong, we definitely argue about the most ridiculous stuff, but we would be over it within a matter of, 2 minutes as if it never happened. You know what I mean? So I feel like I'm doing what I love with my best friend in the whole world.
That's cool, Timothy. And before we let you go, obviously, you know, we are a pop radio breakfast show, and so we're all about the celebrity side of things, man. And I thought I'd at least ask you this before you go. You have worked with household names in terms of the production that you and your brother have done. We're talking Rihanna, Nicki Minaj, Jennifer Hudson, Miley Cyrus, Iggy Azalea, Ariana Grande. I mean, it's just an incredible list. I'll ask you this. Who is someone amongst that list of people I just named that you would consider a friend?
Out of all those people we just named, to be honest, you know, all those people that we met were really nice and really cool people, but consider a friend, maybe Rihanna and Nicki Minaj, and I don't know if it's because of the Caribbean connection, but out of all of those people, those are the two that we mostly click with. You know, and Rihanna being from Barbados, Nicki Minaj having the Trinidad background, you know, so we have a really good relationship with Rihanna and Nicki Minaj, you know, so.
That's cool.
I have love for all the other artists, though.
Oh, yeah.
All of them are really, really nice people and good people.
This is a smash, Locked Away. If I got locked away and we lost it all today, tell me honestly. Thanks for chatting to us, Tim. That was cool, man.
Yo, thanks for having us, man. It definitely means a lot, for real.
Thanks so much, Tim. And you actually did listen to our questions in the end. It wasn't just our accent that mesmerized you. You were a good listener.
Yes. No, absolutely. My father raised me to be a very, very good absorber and listener. And when people speak to you, make sure you have your undivided attention. So, you know, I want to make sure I give y'all the respect y'all deserve.
It is the Byron and Christie Show. That is Our City on CFM.